All right, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, this is Millionaire Manners Presents Money Monday. So these are our weekly live success calls, really for folks of all ages, but particularly our young people, our young adults, those who really don't have anything like this for them. There's conference calls have been around for a long time, and you know, there's nothing that's really been specifically for young people. So this is why we wanted to start these calls. If you guys can believe it already, this is call number 3, and today is Monday, March the 9th, 2015, and I'm super excited to be with you guys this evening. Again, these calls are designed to be a boost for you guys, to get you thinking a little bit differently, and then hopefully those thoughts will lead you to act differently, to be differently, and then in turn get different results. So if you guys don't know me, I'm Sadiq, and I'm a speaker, I'm a trainer, I'm an author, but I'm also the founder of Millionaire Manners Academy. And most importantly, if you're listening to the call, I might not know you, but I like to say it all the time. I believe in you guys. And again, if there's anybody who sort of told you about this call, et cetera, I got to tell you, those folks are really sort of thinking of you, and they think a lot of you by even recommending this call to you to kind of, you know, boost you up and, you know, to be that motivation for you guys. So, again, I'm really happy to be with you all this evening, and we'll get going here in a little bit. We've covered these ground rules, again, for, you know, for the first bit of each call every week. So, again, we'll cover them very briefly as well, and they'll get shorter and shorter, trust me, as time goes on. But each week, I'm happy to say we've had new folks on the call, and that's actually one of the challenges I'm going to leave for everyone at the end of this call to, again, not only come with some stories to be able to share about some of the cool things that have happened since we started these calls, but also the challenge for everybody on the call to invite at least one other person to listen in the next week. And then in a short amount of time, guys, we can have these calls completely packed out. You know, I have a goal personally to have these calls with a couple hundred folks on them over the next couple weeks, and I guarantee that we'll be able to hit it, especially with the passion and just the energy that I've been receiving from a lot of the messages week over week. So I appreciate you guys for listening in. Before we get started, guys, I recommend that, again, everybody who's listening, start a success journal. And if you've already started one, get that success journal out. So then that way, again, you can be chronicling and taking notes on this journey. And then, again, anything that makes a little bit of sense, you guys go ahead and record it and then share it as soon as possible. But, again, so that way you can look back and sort of chart your own progress week to week. Okay? And again, share that information with the folks that you care about within 24 to 48 hours, anything that makes some sense on this call. Each call, we're going to have a quote of the call, which we're going to get to in a second. And then lastly, again, I say this every single week, but we want these calls to be interactive. We got some feedback after last call that it will be really cool to get suggestions from the listeners, everybody who's on the call, for maybe topics that you guys would like to hear us specifically give information about. So I'm glad at the end of this call this evening is to, again, just get a couple of thoughts from whoever's on the call about topics that you guys would like to hear more on. So we'll do that at the end of tonight. But, again, interactive means that also, again, we have the Instagram up, we have the Facebook up, and I'm also going to give you guys my cell phone number. So that way, again, if you have a question or a comment, et cetera, you can text it right to me. But also, again, post a question, comment, et cetera, right on our Instagram page, right on our Facebook page, and we're monitoring all those as the call is going on right now. And, again, if you guys don't have all of our social media info, here it is really quickly. At Twitter, we're MLLNRE Manners. So at Millionaire Manners on Twitter, and we're also at Millionaire Manners on Instagram, and that's completely spelled out. So Millionaire Manners, I'm not going to spell it out because I might misspell it. And then, of course, on Facebook as well, and that's also /Millionaire Manners. So you guys can just search Millionaire Manners Academy, and it'll come right up, okay? And then lastly, my cell phone number, if you guys just want to text me directly or say, hey, I have this question that I want you to address anonymously so I don't say your name, that's cool as well. My cell phone number is 443-271-3604. Right. And again, if there's somebody that you want to be on this call right now, text them. Get that flyer off either Instagram or Facebook and send them a copy of the flyer right now so that they can join us before we get into the meat of the call. OK. But tonight's topic, guys, let's get into it. Tonight's topic is going to be directly illustrated by tonight's quote. And it's really not even a quote. Right. But again, get your success journals out so we can start writing some of this down. Okay, it's more like a poem, but you guys will see it. It has a deep meaning to it. Okay, here we go. Time is free, but it's priceless. You can't own it, but you can use it. You can't keep it, but you can spend it. And once you've lost it, you can never get it back. Okay, I'm going to say that one more time. Time is free, but it's priceless. You can't own it, but you can use it. You can't keep it, but you can spend it. And once you've lost it, you can never get it back. One of my absolute favorite sort of quotes, poems, and that's anonymous too. So I've never been able to find who wrote those words exactly that way so we can give proper credit. So I didn't write that. Let me be clear. Sadiq Ali did not write that. I've written a bunch of other stuff, but this is not one of them, okay? But again, this brings to mind one of my other favorite thoughts, and that is everything in life, guys, please keep this in mind. And again, look at your own actions on a day-to-day basis and how you live your life. But everything in life, and I mean everything, can be used to either build or destroy. Everything in life you can either use to hurt someone or you can help someone with the exact same thing. And everything in life also, guys, can be a tool or it can be a toy, right? Tools are used to build and construct and do good works. Toys are just meant to entertain. And again, we all have toys, so that's part of what life is about as well, is balance. But when our lives are too out of balance, then that's when bad things happen, right? So I want you guys to keep that in mind. Build or destroy. Write those words down. Build or destroy. Which one are you doing? Hurting or helping, right? Are you being a tool, right? Or are you using the things around you as tools? Or are you using them around you, right? Are you using the things around you as toys, okay? So let's look at a couple of examples, right? And mind you, this call is entitled Turn It Off, 5 Tips to Unplug to Improve. Right? But the whole gist of what we're talking about is about time and us respecting and valuing our time and making sure that, again, that we're doing things that will help us in the future, not hurt us in the future. But let's look at some examples, right? A gun. We all know what a gun is, right? A gun, 2 different examples, 2 different uses. A gun can protect your family from crooks, right, or bad people, or it can be used to commit crimes and hurt innocent people. The exact same gun in the hand of 2 different individuals. One person can commit crimes with that same weapon, right? Or somebody can use that weapon to go out and defend against the helpless or defend their family against bad people, because unfortunately, there are some bad, misguided people in this world, okay? Another example, words. Words can make people feel really, really good or really, really bad. Okay, so think about it. How are you using your words? Because it's directly related, I'm telling you, to how you use your time. The internet, which is what we're going to be talking about in a little bit. The internet can help you write a paper for school, or you can waste a whole bunch of time watching music videos or fight videos or spending 1 second on World Star Hip Hop or something like that, right? World Star Hip Hop, guys, is one of the worst websites known to man, and I'm just going to say it point blank. There's nothing positive that I've ever seen on that website. Nothing positive. And that's just one website of many. So, you know, I don't want to come off, I'm not preaching to you guys or anything like that. These are my personal opinions, right? But just ask yourself, have you ever seen anything positive on that website? Or is it all just toys, entertainment, and just pumping us full of negativity, okay? Well, your phone can be used to play games on, or can be used as a supercomputer. I tell folks all the time that our cell phones today possess more power in them than the world's first computer that was like literally the size of your bedroom or the size of your family room. That was the size at one point of the world's first computer. It took up an entire room's worth of space. And today we have something probably crazy like 100 times more power in a device that we could hold in the palm of our hands. But again, it can be a tool, or it can be a toy. You can build with it, or you can destroy, okay? So tonight, let's talk about a couple ways to use our time better, and especially use our time away from being plugged in, because all of us know someone like this, right, who is absolutely, like, addicted to their cell phones, right? They can't spend more than 5 minutes away from it, right? Or they panic, If you guys seen like the picture, I saw one video one time, speaking of a waste of time, right? But I saw one funny video online. It was like a little cat was in the bed, right? He was like doing this crazy little thing with the sheets and he's jumping all around. Oh, you guys got to look that video up, right? After you do some of these things we're going to talk about. But it was just a funny little picture of this cat. And he was just jumping all around. And then the caption was like, you know, how you feel in the morning if you can't find, you know, if you can't find your cell phone, et cetera. So, sort of a funny illustration, right? But again, there's some folks who never get enough time to unplug, so they never have time to do productive things like read books because they think they're going to be missing out on a comment or a like, et cetera. And this is all that some people are concerned about, as opposed to using social media to promote a business or looking to start a business, okay? So these are five quick tips, okay? Five quick tips to just think about your time a little bit differently. And some things to do, right, after you unplug and kind of turn everything off for a little bit, okay? So tip number one we have, right? And again, these are five tips to help you improve. So tip number one, prayer, right? Prayer. Everyone needs this at some point in their day, and that is prayer, okay? We should use that time, right, to reflect. We should use that time, right, to help us worship and connect with the higher power, right, the force that put us here on this planet, right? Prayer, right? Try it. 10 minutes a day where you're completely unplugged. For some folks, it's going to be longer, right? For some folks, it might be a little shorter. But specifically, right, using that time to connect to the higher power and, again, being thankful to God for everything that we have and everything that you will have in the future. Because here's the deal. If we try really, really reflecting on what we're thankful with, I guarantee that if you guys remember, there's one unshakable law, and you guys have heard it before, right? But if you're having trouble thinking of what it is that you should be thankful for, I want you guys to keep this thought in mind. Here it is. It can always be worse. I say it one more time. It can always be worse. You think I'm lying? How about this? You don't have any new shoes. Trust me, I want some new shoes right now, but it's not time for me to buy new shoes, right? How about not having any shoes, right? Oh, no new shoes, right? Try not having any feet or thinking about somebody who's way less fortunate. We tell our kids here in the house all the time, right, when it was the coldest of winter, because we talked about that before we started the call officially, right, how beautiful it is outside or how beautiful it was today. But right on the other end of that spectrum, we had negative 10 degree days. And meanwhile, there was people outside having to sleep in that. Right? So think of those things as we're connecting to that higher power, okay? And again, this is all about unplugging. So unplugging and just thinking about how thankful that we are, okay? Number two, and this is one that a lot of folks don't do, and this is something I've been doing more personally lately, and I can tell you guys it's made a huge difference in everything that I've been doing. Number two is to meditate. And this is a little bit different than prayer, but when you meditate, anything that's sort of on the top of your mind, or it might be a concern that you have, it might be a problem that you're trying to solve. It might be a challenge that you're trying to figure out the answer to. Think about that. So many times we don't come up with solutions to the things that are troubling us because we just don't sit down quietly long enough with, again, all the distractions. I'm talking no cell phone, no computer, no tablet, nothing, but just to sit and contemplate what it is that we're trying to get better at and to let our subconscious mind come up with a solution for us. A lot of folks don't know that that's the way the subconscious mind works. That we get it a problem, and then if we think about it long enough, the answer will come to us. But the only problem is that we use our subconscious mind to solve little problems, like the smallest thing that you can think of. That's what we use our subconscious mind for. You know, criminals use their subconscious mind to help figure out ways, new and clever ways to rip people off and to do bad things, as opposed to using your subconscious mind to figure out a way for you to serve more people for you to figure out a way, the best way for you to get a paper done, et cetera, okay? But when we give our time, or we give ourselves time, rather, to really reflect on some of those things, then all the answers become clear. So number one is prayer. Number two is meditate. And not just meditate and clearing our minds completely, but meditating on what it is that we want to get better on, okay? Number three, this is one of my favorite ones, guys, and this is for me, it also serves a dual purpose, because sometimes when I'm driving, right, I fall asleep because I'm sleepy, which is really, really bad, right? So when I'm driving, and this is something that you guys can do when you're not falling asleep, preferably, right? But number three is connect with a loved one using your phone. So instead of just using the phone to text and email and play games and log on to Twitter, right, send tweets and Instagram and Facebook, et cetera, use the phone, right, as a suggestion. Use the phone for what it was intended for, and that's phone calls. So pick up the phone, right, and call someone that you haven't spoken to in a while. It could be a friend. It could be a family member, right? It could be a grandparent. Grandparents love hearing from their grandkids, especially randomly, right, when they didn't, like when you're not just returning a call, right? Grandparents love to hear from their grandkids. So I encourage everybody, just pick up the phone, call up granddad or grandma, just say, hey, I was thinking of you, I love you, I miss you. So now you're using your time to help someone and to send a good word, right, as opposed to using that phone to do something else, okay? And again, it might even be picking up the phone and calling the other parent, because you know what? I don't live with one of my sons all the time, right? So I'm always super excited when he picks up the phone and just calls me. So if there's anybody on this call, right, and you don't live with both your parents, pick up the phone from time to time and just call your other parent randomly. I guarantee you they'll appreciate it. So that's number three. Unplug, okay, and then connect with someone, a loved one, with a phone call, okay? Number four, this is a really, really cool one, okay? This is a really, really cool one. Number four is, pick a designated spot and put your phone there before you go to sleep each night. This one, I'll admit, I haven't personally tried this one yet, but I'm going to. I promise, okay? But number four, pick a designated spot and put your phone there before you go to sleep each night. So then that way you're not tempted, you know, in the middle of the night, you get up to use the bathroom or, you know, to look at your phone and to just be distracted. You'll also find that you'll get better sleep that way as well. But find a spot and put your phone there every night before you go to sleep. And then use that time, again, for either reading a book or, again, doing some of that meditating that we just talked about, right? Or you might even want to consider getting an alarm clock, right, a traditional regular alarm clock. So that way you don't even have to use your phone as an alarm clock. So that way it takes away one more excuse for you having to pick your phone up in the middle of the night. And, again, we're talking about not just saving a bunch of time, right, but we're talking about taking this time and then reinvesting it into yourself, taking that time and then, again, using it on a loved one, reading a new book, meditating more on one of those problems that you're trying to solve, right? Praying more, okay? And then here's the last one. Set up a challenge for yourself. This is number five, right? Set up a challenge for yourself so then that way you can actually mark down and actually record how much time you spend away from your phone, right? So, for instance, if you challenge yourself to say, hey, today I'm going to put my phone away for 2 hours, I guarantee you, you'll be able to get so much more done, right? If you have chores to catch up on, you'll be able to get those chores done, right? For my older listeners, if there's some sort of report that you have to get done, or, you know, there's an assignment that you've been putting off for a really, really long time, you'll have much more time to reinvest and spend on those things. But just set up a challenge for yourself each day. I'm going to put my phone away from this time to that time. I'm not going to turn on the TV either. I'm not going to put down the phone and then pick up a tablet. I'm not going to put down the tablet and then pick up a laptop. But I'm going to challenge myself to go without my electronics, without me being plugged into the internet or to any of my social media, and then challenge myself to go without it for a little bit and see what I can do in place of that time. And I just named a bunch of things. So, again, either reconnecting with a loved one, reading a book, meditating, praying, etc. These are all things that we can use to improve ourselves via unplugging every once in a while, okay? So I want you guys to send me some thoughts. Send me some thoughts, send me some comments, right? If you have any questions or comments, right, *6 to unmute yourself, okay? And then in a second, I want to put out there, again, what topic do you guys want to hear from? And I'm going to say these one more time, okay? So, again, these are 5 tips to help you improve yourself through unplugging. So, number one, and then we'll get some questions. Number one, more prayer or, again, connection to the higher power. And, again, at least 10 minutes a day where you're completely away and unplugged. So, number one is prayer. Number two is meditation. Specifically around some of the issues or concerns or challenges that you might be having. Maybe you're analyzing a friend. Maybe you're analyzing a teacher, and you want to try to figure out why something is happening the way it is. Really sit and think about it. Don't talk to anybody. Just sit there quietly and think about it, right, and meditate on it. Number three, connect with a loved one that you haven't spoken with in a long time. That could be your mother, grandmother, father, sister, brother, cousin, right? Think of someone that you can connect with. Number four, pick a designated spot each night and put your phone there. Online, I even saw they even have these things called phone sleeping bags. So you can literally just put your phone in there, right? But you can make your own phone sleeping bag. Or just give your phone to a loved one and have them hide it for you for a couple hours. Especially when you do number five, which is challenge yourself for an unplugged time period. Challenge yourself for an unplugged time period, and then maybe during that time period, you can even give your phone to, again, a brother or someone that you live with who's in the house with you for them to hide the phone, and then they're not allowed to give it back until your time frame that you set for yourself is up. Okay, guys? So any thoughts, any questions, concerns, go ahead and *6. *6, and you guys can ask away. *6, guys, *6. All right, guys, let me ask the question then for who we have left on the call, guys. What topics would you guys like to hear us talk about in the future? What topics would you guys like to hear about in the future? Right? Or for anyone else, maybe if you've been on, maybe if this is your second call, or maybe if you've been on all the other calls, right? What is something that you've been able to apply, right? This is the time to share. What's something that you've been able to apply since you started listening to the calls? Anybody got anything that they want to share? You guys are being real shy.
I have something. Can you hear me?
I can.
Okay, this is Jaquila. One of the things, and it was definitely, we had a meeting on it yesterday, and it was about the same exact thing. And this is Jaquila, by the way. One of the things that I've learned so far, even though I've only been in this for about 4 days, is putting that time into being more productive because, like I was going back and forth with one of the people over me what about Love and Hip Hop, you know, because I want to watch TV, and is Hip Hop, Love and Hip Hop making you any money, you know? And it's just like my mother, she was mad because she had to do something, and she's like, I want to watch Atlanta Housewives and stuff like that, and a lot of people were talking about watching Atlanta Housewives, and so it's really a different mindset on unplugging. Today I spent a lot of time without the TV, and it's kind of like smoking a cigarette almost. It's like driving me kind of crazy because I'm new to it, but it's definitely something that I've learned to change the way that I look at things.
That is such a great point. Thank you so much for sharing it. I think the other thing to keep in mind is that, again, I mentioned it earlier too, but life is all about balance. So I'd be lying if I told anybody that I don't watch any TV. That's an absolute lie. But what I can tell you is that I truly feel like I watch a lot less TV than maybe the average person, and as a result, I'm able to get quite a bit done, right? But it's all about balance. You know, you watch a little TV, but try to shave off some of that too. If you spend some time online, okay, spend some time offline. If you spend a lot of time talking on the phone, okay, well, spend some time talking to your family on the phone too, not just friends, but make sure you're keeping in contact with everybody. So I think it's all about balance, and that's something that we're all striving, you know, every single day to have more of.
Right.
Great point. Great point.
And I did
anybody else got? Please.
You know, you spent the past couple minutes talking about unplugging, but one of my things was I had committed to Nove for 5 hours a day because that's how much time I have on my hands once I'm done with my schoolwork. And one of the issues I find is for them 5 hours, I use my tablet in order to read the stuff that I need to learn, the videos that I need to watch, and I'm just trying to find out, a better way to look at it because during those 5 hours, I feel like I have to be plugged in order to better myself, to get farther.
No, I think
it's productivity for me. It's not necessarily playing video games or anything. It's more about doing something productive.
Absolutely, absolutely. I know one of the things that I always try to do is if I'm trying to do work online, mm-hmm. then I will try to find either something that I can print out and study, especially when I'm away from my computer. That's why mm-hmm. I'm such a strong believer in books, physical books, because like you said, the allure of going into social media or checking, you know, just one quick message, et cetera, is so strong when you have that phone or that tablet in your hand. So for me, if whatever I can study that's in hard form, a book, et cetera, then I'm all for it. You know, like I said, that's why I've never really gotten with the Kindles and the iPads, et cetera, for like heavy reading. It's for that reason. It's you're always going to be tempted, in my opinion.
Okay.
I appreciate the question. Guys, any other questions or comments? Any topics that we wanna try to cover that anybody's interested in sort of hearing us talk about in the next couple calls? All right, guys. So if there's no more questions or concerns, et cetera, we'll go ahead and end the call, right? But before we end the call, I'm going to read the quote one more time. Number one, and number two, I want everybody who's on the call to share it with one or two people because that's what friends do, and that's one of the things that we talked about early on. That's what friends do is when you come across something that's really, really cool or maybe it's made a little bit of sense for you, then you share that with somebody that you care about, and that's what friends do, right? So here's that quote one more time, okay? We'll get out of here. Time is free, but it's priceless. You can't own it, but you can use it. You can't keep it, but you can spend it. And once you've lost it, you can never get it back. I want you guys to have an awesome week this week, right? And again, make sure that you're believing in yourself, because if you don't, nobody else will. Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, Sadiq. Hey, I'm sorry. Hey, this is Jamil. Just wanted to get. I don't know if you've already done this, but do you think it would be beneficial in the next call to maybe share some personal examples with the calling group? About how unplugging personally benefited you, like how you personally benefited from it. Because obviously you've shared some of the benefits of it and the way to do it, but how it's personally impacted you since this is something, you know, that you practice yourself.
Absolutely. I think that's a great idea. I think it's a great idea to either share some of those examples, those specific examples, or again, let folks have the opportunity to share some of those as well. That's a great
Mr.
call.
Sadiq.
Yes.
This is Jalen.
Hey, what's up, Jalen?
Can we review this on Saturday?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah, okay, because I missed a little bit.
No problem. Great idea. Jalen's in our Young Gentlemen's Institute, guys, which meets every Saturday morning here in Baltimore.
But all right, guys. We'll talk to you all next week. You guys have a great week.
You too.